This is the Baseball Analysis Podcast coverage for games on June 21st, 2022. If you enjoy the show, share it with a friend, subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. You can also leave feedback at baseballanalysispod@gmail.com if you wish. Today, we're going to do deep dives on Freddie Freeman, Blythe Madris, and O'Neill Cruz. Blythe and O'Neill Cruz have both had their debuts recently with the Pirates. Freddie Freeman is doing Freddie Freeman things, so I thought it'd be interesting to dive into those guys. Because I'm doing this the day of, on the 21st, the leaderboards are no longer completely in sync. I was looking back from the podcast yesterday and looking at the leaderboards for last night, and I had already mismatched some that ended up changing after I recorded the podcast. So I'm going to try to pick a few that have been doing well today in terms of distance and exit velocity, and maybe we could go from there. But for top exit velocity, we have Nelson Cruz so far on the 21st, which is a huge sign. Nelson Cruz being in the number one spot for top exit velocity is pretty exciting. He had a hit with 112.0 miles per hour behind it. Good for Cruz. O'Neill Cruz is in second right now with 111.8 miles per hour. The second day that he's in top exit velocity leaderboards, a great sign for Cruz making his 2022 debut. It practically is his debut, seeing how he only had two games last year for the Pirates. Jesus Sanchez and Jorge Soler are also in top exit velocity right now, and Giancarlo Stanton, no surprise there, is sitting in top exit velocity as well at 111.4. Patrick Wisdom has the longest bomb on the night with 461 feet so far. I'm not sure if that's going to change. That's a pretty far bomb. Matt Olson and Marcell Ozuna for the Braves have two of the longest home runs in the league. Matt Olson at 432 feet, Marcell at 427 feet. Nolan Gorman is in fourth at 428 feet. Good for that rookie. I'd like to take a deeper dive on him soon to see how he's been doing lately. Obviously, he's been doing well, but to get a little bit more granular on his performance. Brewster Graterol holds all top five spots for top pitch velocity. Swing and misses belongs to Tony Gonsolin right now with a count of 19. Dylan Cease is in second with a count of 17, and Kevin Gausman in third at a count of 15. So I wanted to talk about Freddie Freeman a little bit. Not that he had a stellar game last night because he didn't play, but in Sunday's game, he did have a pretty great outing where he went 1-for-4 with the solo home run when they lost 5-3 to the Guardians. I wanted to cover him because I think he has a great matchup for himself tomorrow against Cincinnati's Luis Castillo. Castillo is a right-hander. Freeman does well against right-handers and against left-handers, but as a lefty, seeing righties, it always helps. Freeman's batting 308, slugging 513 with a weighted on base average of 392 and a WRC plus of 155 in the last 10 games. Two home runs, six runs scored, five RBIs. Walk rate of 11.4%, a K rate of 31.8% in the 10 games before that. He was only batting 195, slugging 244 with a weighted on base average of 236, a WRC plus of 51. Zero home runs, three runs scored, two RBIs. That was against pitching like the New York Mets, Pittsburgh Pirates, Arizona. So Freeman's been heating up a lot lately. It's a good matchup for him and the Cincinnati Reds. So look out for him to have a possible big game. Moving on to Blythe Madris, who went 3-for-4 with a double, two RBIs and one run scored, and a steal in Monday's 12-1 win over the Cubs for the Pittsburgh Pirates. That was Blythe's major league debut at the age of 26. He bats left, throws right, stands 6'2", 208 pounds, playing outfield. What's important to note about him is that he had a great season in AAA so far this year, batting 304, slugging 519 with a weighted on base average of 397 and a WRC plus of 141 through 179 plate appearances, 5 home runs, 24 runs scored, 20 RBIs, a walk rate of 11.2%, a K rate of 20.1%. Great sign for Blythe, and someone I'm sure the Pirates hope can come in and produce big for the team. In 2021, Madras's contact rate was sitting at 79.0 in AAA with a weighted on base average of 347. Those are great numbers for him from last year. Hopefully he carries those numbers into this year in the major leagues, because the Pirates could definitely use him. Unfortunately, his rookie debut is a little overshadowed by O'Neill Cruz, who had a big night himself, going 2-for-5 with a double, 4 RBIs and 2 runs scored, and that 12-1 win over the Cubs for the Pirates. It was his debut for the 2022 season as well. I'm sure if you are aware of that, you probably saw his ridiculous throw from shortstop at like 96.7 miles per hour or something. It was the fastest throw recorded by an MLB infielder this season. Another good point for Cruz is that he posted a 758 OPS in AAA Indianapolis this season. But it looks like he's going to stay with the Pirates. In the 2022 season, he has had a contact rate in AAA of 73.5%, which is outstanding. A weighted on base average, 338. His batting average is 232. He was slugging 422, 9 home runs, 40 runs scored, 35 RBIs, 11 stolen bases, a walk rate of 12.1%, a K rate of 22.7%. All of these are good numbers. Hopefully you can get a little bit more hits, bring that K rate down a little bit. But it looks like O'Neill Cruz is there to stay. I mean, it's 6'7", 210 pounds, playing shortstop, batting left, throwing right at the age of 23. Hopefully he is a mainstay in the Pirates lineup. Those two have an interesting test against Keegan Thompson tomorrow night, who has been dealing for the Chicago Cubs. I'm interested to watch this matchup with those two rookies in play. Thompson's last start against the Braves was outstanding, so it'll be tough for them for sure. But if they can get it done, Pirates might be in business. That's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. If you enjoyed it, share it, subscribe to it, leave some feedback. I'll be back here tomorrow, but in the meantime, enjoy baseball and thank you for listening.